action in the most important, powerful banking and industrial state in European Union, our major trading partner, in Germany. The election is now scheduled for February 23rd. The two issues that right now are present for the transition for the president-elect in the United States, Ukraine and trade. Ukraine is of most interest because there are promises made and remarks made by all sides that they want a settlement. We do have the starkly bad news of the terror assassination of a Russian general associated with chemical warfare in his Moscow address, along with his aide, a bomb attack. No one's taken credit for it yet, but we can presume it's related to the Ukraine war, where the Kyiv government has denounced him as a war criminal. Judy, CDU, does it have an opinion of the Ukraine war? I understand this blow about the assassination hasn't been adjusted yet, and it's a bad turn if we go to terrorism. What does Herr Merz say must be done?
Merz says a couple of things. One is he's open about supporting Ukraine, continuing financial support. He's not ambiguous about military support, but it depends on the quality of the military support. Secondly, and I think this has resonance for the voters, he wants negotiations, but he wants them on Ukrainian terms. Thirdly, Merz's foreign policy, I wouldn't call them advisors, but actually the conservatives have got, they're endowed with quite a good, nice collection of foreign policy experts. They're very much pro-Ukraine and very much anti-Russian, but they realize at one time negotiations have to start to bring peace. So Merz is going to be very, very well advised on this. And the fourth thing, which is linked to all of this, is actually make Germany respectable when it comes to defense. Turn the German army into a modern army. I mean, they can barely have enough weapons and even winter clothing at the moment. And he's trying to get around the whole problem of finding 30 billion euros extra a year to meet the 2% growth of GDP, which is the NATO standard, to get Germany actually modern again and an army fit for rule. This is a really important issue because the AfD in the East and also the left wing of the SPD will actually push this pacifist line and we should have negotiations with Russia and so on. But I think Merz will hold the line steady on this. And also, Merz is looking at the transatlantic relationship and how he, if he does win, how he will get on with incoming President Donald Trump.
Oh, there is the question I wanted to go to. That's the Hollywood question. Are there going to be sparks or chemistry, especially because of the trade talk directed at the exporter-in-chief of Europe, Germany? Yeah. Is there a solution to this? Is Herr Merz a negotiator? You tell me he's in a practiced and successful lawyer. That would suggest he knows how to handle a property developer from Manhattan who's now the president of the United States.
Trump is no pushover. And Merz is no pushover.
Right.
And I think the chemistry would be very, very interesting. Firstly, if and when Merz becomes chancellor and he does visit Washington, he knows that Trump is envious and doesn't like Germany's huge export surplus. And, you know, Merz can deal with that very, very quickly. What's Merz's interest is the tariffs. And he will ask Trump, you know, tariffs, why are you doing this? You know, it's going to cost your consumers an awful lot of money. They'll have to pay more for goods. You know, we can come to some arrangement. Of course, we're going to invest more in the United States in all sorts of ways. But Merz is quite a skilled operator. And the chemistry might be very, very interesting in a positive way.
Italian suits make a big difference. Judy Dempsey, the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. She's in Berlin. Friedrich Merz, that's the name we'll hear again and again over these next weeks. Presumably the next chancellor of Germany. and a vital part of the success or not of the European Union in the Trump years.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.